And now it's time for the Broncos' top five moments against the Baltimore Ravens. Number five, October 9th, 2006, Monday Night Football, and it was a rainy night in Denver that turned into a defensive battle. The Broncos sacked Baltimore quarterback Steve McNair two times, including this one by Ebenezer Ecubon for a loss of nine. Late in the first half, with the game tied at three, Champ Bailey had the first of his 10 interceptions on the season with this grab in the end zone. Then, with the Broncos leading 6-3 and under 2 minutes left in the game, Jake Plummer hits Rod Smith in the right side of the end zone for a 4-yard scoring strike and a 13-3 lead. Dominique Foxworth finished off the Ravens and the interception hat trick, picking off McNair with under a minute left. The Broncos gutted it out for the 13-3 victory. Number 4, October 20th, 1996, the first ever meeting between these two franchises, and it was a shootout. No score midway through the first when John Elway connected with Ed McCaffrey in the corner of the end zone from 4 yards out, giving the Broncos a 7-0 lead. Defensive end Alfred Williams called the Broncos signal caller.
Best quarterback in the league.
Right.
Second-year running back Terrell Davis shined as he scampered 71 yards from scrimmage, giving the Broncos a 14-0 first-quarter lead. Davis would finish the game with two scores and 194 yards rushing. The Ravens came storming back and held a 34-31 fourth-quarter lead when Elway and McCaffrey hooked up for the third time on the day, this one from 6 yards out and a 38-34 lead. But the future Broncos Hall of Famer Elway wasn't finished getting into the end zone. He capped the scoring with a minute 16 remaining, running it in for the 9-yard score. The Broncos quieted the Ravens 45-34. Number 3, December 16th, 2012. Riding an 8-game winning streak, the Broncos traveled to the Charm City looking for their 9th in a row. Leading 10-0 late in the second quarter, cornerback Chris Harris Jr. intercepts Ravens quarterback Joe Flacco and returns it 98 yards for the touchdown and the 17-0 first half lead. In the third, NFL Comeback Player of the Year Peyton Manning hit Eric Decker for the 51-yard touchdown strike. The Broncos were cruising 24-3. Running back Knowshon Moreno finished the game with 118 yards rushing, including 9 on this touchdown. The Broncos crushed the Ravens 34-17. Number 2, December 11th, 2005. Another classic defensive battle between the Broncos and Ravens. With Denver leading 6-3 in the third quarter, Jake Plummer, with plenty of time, checks down to one of his weapons, fullback Kyle Johnson, out of the backfield for the 7-yard touchdown and the 12-3 lead. Later in the third, cornerback Champ Bailey made team history when he picked off Ravens quarterback Kyle Bowler. It was Bailey's 5th straight week with an interception, setting a new franchise mark. The game was decided early in the fourth quarter when Baltimore went for it on the 4th and goal from the Denver 1. Ravens running back Chester Taylor stuffed at the line by Al Wilson and Courtney Brown for a 4-yard loss. The Broncos went on to win 12-10. And number 1, Thursday, September 5th, 2013, opening night of the NFL. The Broncos hosting the defending Super Bowl champion Ravens. Quarterback Peyton Manning was the story in front of the national television audience. Trailing 7-0 early in the second quarter, Manning teams up with Julius Thomas for the first of 2 touchdowns on the night for the Broncos tight end, but Manning was just getting warmed up. Trailing 17-14 early in the third quarter, Peyton went on a torrid streak and didn't look back. First, he connected with Andre Caldwell for the 28-yard scoring strike. Later in the third, he hit slot man Wes Welker for a touchdown twice. Then in the fourth, he let favorite target Demaryius Thomas in on the scoring act with scores from 26 yards and closing out the scoring from 78 yards.
DT has a screen pass and he's off to the races. DT at midfield and he is long gone.
A record-breaking night for what would become a record-breaking season for Manning. He finished the night going 27 for 42 for 462 yards passing and an astounding 7 touchdown passes in the 49-27 victory.